bless you this morning for your mercy and for your grace over us. We exalt you, for you are the Lord, you will never change. You are worthy to be praised, O Lord. We exalt you. Thank you, Father. We worship you. You are worthy to be praised and adored. We lift you up higher, O Lord. We exalt you. We bow before you this morning. We exalt your name. You are good. You are kind. You are more than what people say, O Lord. You are the Lord, and that is your name. Your glory you will never share with any graven image. You are the Lord, and you are God forevermore. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We honor you this morning. We exalt you for your name, O Lord. O Lord, we bless you. Thank you, Father. You are good unto us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You are worthy. And this day, Lord, we are before you. We ask, Lord, that you will bless us. You will give us direction in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Monday, the 15th of June, 2026. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy upon your life. Exalt him for all that he has done for you. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak over your life over this week, that in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is with me and no evil will befall me. In the name of Jesus, the Lord go before me and make every crooked place straight. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. My week is covered with the favor of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare this morning, I redeem this day by the blood of Jesus. I redeem this week by the blood of Jesus. I declare today, I release the voice of the Lord upon my day, upon my week. Every enemy surrounding my resources, I command you to be paralyzed. In the name of Jesus, I stand upon the word of the Lord. I break every evil pattern of the day, every evil pattern of the week. You are broken over me. In the name of Jesus, this day, this week, you deliver unto me the blessings of the Lord. This day, this week, I assess the provision of the Lord for me. In the name of Jesus, the line of delay is broken over me. In the name of Jesus, I stand upon the word of the Lord and I declare that every demonic traffic along my way today is cleared off. Demonic traffic over this week, you are cleared off. In the name of Jesus, the favor of the Lord manifest over my life this week. In the name of Jesus, this week I experience favor all around. In the name of Jesus, for the blessings of the Lord is upon me. In the name of Jesus, I take prophetic stand over this day and this week. I command every wicked voice that speaks before I speak, I command your voice to be silenced and I render your words useless. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. Every mouth that speaks evil continuously and constantly over me, in the name of Jesus, your voice is taken away and your words are rendered useless. In the name of Jesus, this week, this day, you align with my portion. You align with my provision. In the name of Jesus, this day, this week, you will favor me. I declare that structures and systems, you favor me. Policies, it will favor me. In the name of Jesus, nature will favor me. In the name of Jesus, I declare, surely, the goodness and the mercy of the Lord is my portion. In the name of Jesus, I stand on the word of the Lord. The scripture says, fire goeth before him and burneth up his enemies round about. I release the fire of the Lord before me as I go this week. The fire of the Lord destroy every hindrance, every coming together of the wicked over my life. The fire of the Lord burn them off. In the name of Jesus, delay is removed. My door of blessing this week is open. My gate of blessing is opened. In the name of Jesus, I receive the mercy of the Lord. Mercy for exemption, mercy for preservation is upon my life in the name of Jesus. Today, this week, and all the days of my life, I will not walk into tragedy. I will not walk into accident. I will not walk into the trap of the wicked. In the name of Jesus, I declare, For the Lord will give his angels charge over me to keep me in all my ways. They shall bear me up in their hands, lest I dash my foot against the stone. In the name of Jesus, I declare this week, I enjoy angelic assistance. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my keeper. The Lord is my protector. Oh, his word says, there shall no evil befall me, neither will any plague come near my dwelling. I am protected. I am covered by the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I reverse evil words that are spoken over me. I cancel every demonic exchange from the dream to the physical. I cancel you by the blood of Jesus. I stand on the word of the Lord. The only reality I confirm is the reality of the mercy of the Lord upon me, is the reality of the favor of God upon me, is the reality of the help that I receive from the presence of the Most High. The only reality I confirm is the reality of his blessing over my day, over my week. Every demonic reality, every demonic influence over my day, over my week, you are canceled by the blood of Jesus. I declare that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want us to continue in our prayer, especially for those that are in the captivity of the wicked. It's getting very close to 30 days now. I want us to lift up our voice and we'll pray. Yesterday in the evening, my spirit was just all over these people and I was praying for them that the Lord will arise and will deliver them. Oh, beloved, I want you to pray. Please do not show that you are not concerned. Don't believe that it cannot get to you. Please pray. Pray. And this has been happening in Nigeria for a long time. We have been raising these prayers. I want you to pray. Father, by your mercy, you will deliver this once, O Lord. Not only about the one that happened in Oyo State, but all over this nation. Father, deliver them, the children and their teachers. Lord, deliver them. By your mercy, Lord, you will deliver them. In the name of Jesus, you will set confusion in the camp of the enemy. You will deliver them, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you will preserve them by mercy. And by mercy, you will deliver them. In the name of Jesus, you will preserve them by your mercy. By your mercy, you will bring them out. In the name of Jesus, Father, you will deliver them by your mercy. You will bring them out by your mercy. In the name of Jesus, Lord, these are your heritage in the den of the wicked. You will arise and you will deliver them. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, we are praying for this nation. Father, you will dethrone the reign of the wicked. Let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. In the name of Jesus, Father, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end over Nigeria. Lord, you arise. This nation must not turn to become an abode of cruelty. Lord, let your light continue to shine. In the name of Jesus, Father, dethrone the wicked. In the name of Jesus, Father, by your word, we cancel every policy, every word, every coming together that is against your will for this nation. Father, we cancel them by your blood. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, this is the season to show Nigeria mercy. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Brethren, let me encourage you. Pray. Continue to pray for this nation. Pray for Nigeria. Pray for yourself. Ask for the mercy of the Lord. Ask for mercy. Mercy for preservation. Mercy for exemption. That the Lord will show mercy unto you. That his mercy will be upon you and upon your household. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Like we know, today is Monday. I'm going to put the blessings. I'm going to declare the word of the Lord, the blessings of the Lord upon you as you go this morning. I'm going to be reading from two passages of the scripture, Isaiah chapter 46 and Mark chapter 4 verse 39. Isaiah chapter 46 verse 10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Mark chapter 4 verse 39. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, peace be still. And the wind ceased and there was a great calm. By the grace of God, we have been looking at these two portions of the scripture since the start of this month of June. I know that throughout the ones that you've heard, the Lord has spoken to you already. Of course, I can promise you that by the leading of the Holy Spirit, we are still going to continue until the end of this month, except that He's giving us another direction, probably giving us another word for somebody. You know, it is the word of the Lord, a word for everyone for the day. The Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. As you go today, I bless you in the name of Jesus. The Lord is your refuge in times of chaos. The Lord arise for your help at every instant of your life in the name of Jesus. You will enjoy the help of the Lord at all time in the name of Jesus. You will enjoy the timely and timeless help of the Lord and from the Lord at all time in the name of Jesus. Let me say this way for you so that you can understand. The Lord will be timely. He will be timeless concerning your help in the name of Jesus. It means at any time and every time that you need the help of the Lord, His help will be available unto you in the name of Jesus. The Lord align your path with those that He has ordained to be of help for you in the name of Jesus. I declare alignment of your life to the path of those that the Lord has chosen as your help in the name of Jesus. You will not follow the wrong direction, but you will follow the path that the Lord has aligned with your help in the name of Jesus. I want you to confess this. God is with me. I will not be moved. God is my help, a very present help for me at all time. The Lord alter His voice for my sake, and the earth melts. Help is released unto me. I am helped by the Lord. My help cannot be stopped, for my help is released from the presence of the Lord. The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. Though the earth be removed and the mountains be moved into the sea, the Lord my God is with me. My God is in the midst of me. I shall not be moved in the name of Jesus. I want you to go over it one more time and confess it. Declare it over your life as you go out. The Lord is with you in the name of Jesus. I declare the Lord arise for your sake and rebuke the storm and the flood over your life. The Lord declare peace over you. I declare by the word of the Lord, peace be still in the name of Jesus. Over the storm of sickness, peace be still in the name of Jesus. I say it again, over the storm of sickness. Yes, I know the enemy has decided to inflict your family with sickness. Everyone is just picking it up and you are like, God, what is going on? I stand on the word of the Lord and I declare over your life, over the storm of sickness, peace be still in the name of Jesus. Over the storm of evil occurrence over your life, peace be still in the name of Jesus. The storm of ancestral delay, peace be still in the name of Jesus. The storm that pushes good things to distance away from your time of achievement, peace be still in the name of Jesus. I declare, I speak peace over your life, over your being, over your spirit, soul, and body in the name of Jesus. I put the blessings of the Lord upon you. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. The Lord show you mercy. The blessings of the Lord be upon you in the name of Jesus. The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace all around in the name of Jesus. As you go out today, I put the name of the Lord upon you. You are the ark of the covenant of the Lord. No evil will befall you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Dearly beloved, remember that the coming of the Lord Jesus is close by. Prepare yourself for His coming. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day and have a blessed week.